The man is going to work until the day he retires. He's not going to take terminal leave. I don't have to ask him. I know him. Yes, I've seen his medical record. So what? So he's got bad feet. You know anybody's got good feet? Yes, I've seen the rest of it. Kidney stone, gallbladder, compressed disc, hernia. I should think he'd be proud of a man who could work under those conditions.
Hello, hello. Good morning. How's everything this morning?
Boy, you're feeling chipper today.
I found a great new cereal. Doctor's bread. I slept like a log.
You eat cereal before you go to sleep?
What else have I got to do?
Well, they're cutting down again. They just closed the 33rd precinct. Half the men have been laid off, half are being reassigned. We picked up one. Detective third grade Arthur Dietrich.
Dietrich. I went through the academy with a guy named Dietrich. That was in 1937. I wonder if it's the same guy.
Probably is. Well, all the guys that are getting laid off weren't even born in 1937.
Don't be so pessimistic. We've been through this before.
Yeah, yesterday, right?
City's having trouble meeting its payroll. What are you going to do? They'll work it out. Bond issue, federal loan, bingo.
Captain Miller? I need someone to see you.
Yes?
They sent me over from the 3-3. I'm Arthur Dietrich.
Oh, welcome to the 1-2. This is Detective Fish.
Hello.
Roger Howitz.
How you doing?
Yamana.
You must be older than you look.
I am. I'm 28.
Okay, until we can get a desk for you, you can use Harris as he's still in court. Well, Joe will show you where the lockers are, and for the time being, I'd like you to work with Fish. If you're going to learn, learn from the best.
Thank you.
How many guys did lay off at the 3-3?
Oh, there was about 26 uniforms and 9 detectives.
What about the older cops? The better cops?
Well, I'm afraid we've lost some of the older cops. But then we lost some of the better ones, too.
Want me to teach him everything I know?
Who better?
And when he knows everything I know, then what?
Then hopefully we'll have another man as good as you.
We always got along with one man as good as me. What do we need two for?
And we'd like to make things easy for you.
Restricted duty.
Would it be so awful if you didn't work so hard?
Restricted duty would be embarrassing.
Come on. You've got, what, a year to go? You've earned the right to relax a little. And with a guy like Dietrich, well-trained, you could take up the slack if you decided to take some leave. You got a lot of leave time coming, you know.
I don't feel so good.
Doesn't surprise me.
Where's Munsville?
How long has it been like that?
Better since the bulb burned out.
Dietrich?
Yes, sir.
We've been running down a list of apartment house burglaries. These are the latest from Manhattan South. Fisher's the rest.
Okay. I got the latest from Manhattan South on those apartment house burglaries.
My, my. Only here 5 minutes and you're already burning up the course.
Well, I just want to pay my way. Pull my weight. Do my bit. What I mean is I'm just trying to help.
I'm going out to lunch.
Hey, I can handle that too. Where you want to go? It's on me.
I'm going home. Alone. By myself. Without you.
You haven't eaten anything.
I'm not hungry.
You came home for lunch.
I went to the mountains for my health. Did I get any? What is that?
A tuna fish omelet. Tell me what happened.
What makes you think something happened?
You've been home for lunch 3 times since Roosevelt died.
I don't think anything when Roosevelt was alive. What time did Beverly get home?
The usual time?
Bernice, I'm a detective. I can't accept an answer like that. I'm used to detail. 4, 6, 2:30, 8:45.
Is something wrong with Beverly?
I'm just making conversation. It looks like we're gonna have to learn how to do a lot of that, Bernice.
If anybody calls, I'm not home. Take a message. Except Howard. If he calls, say something filthy and hang up.
What happened?
My back is ready to go out from tension. One shoe off keeps my hips level.
I never heard of that.
It runs in some family. Like German shepherds.
I don't have that.
You don't need it. I got it.
If that's how we tell him I'm not here.
Howard? Beverly isn't here.
It isn't Howard. I'm a detective. My name is Arthur Dietrich.
Tell him I'm not here.
There's nobody here.
Okay. Can I have a glass of water?
Can I give him some water?
Let him in, Bernice.
Hello, Mrs. Fish?
Yes.
In case you didn't hear me through the door, my name is Arthur Dietrich. I'm a detective.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Please, come in.
Hi, Sarge.
Hello.
Oh, that's my daughter, Beverly.
I'm Arthur Dietrich. I'm a detective. In case you didn't hear me through the door. Look, I don't mean to intrude, but I thought if you were finished eating lunch, we could check some of these apartments. There's a few right in the neighborhood here.
I'm not finished yet.
Oh, thank you. That looks great.
Excuse me.
She handles that well, doesn't she?
You want some ketchup?
No, thanks. This is fine. And by the way, congratulations.
I'm not finished yet.
I mean on your restricted duty.
Restricted duty?
Sure, he deserves it. Could take it easier, shorter hours, no more unnecessary chances. Thank you for the water, Mrs. Fish.
Those first two apartments are on 23rd Street.
Get someone else to go to 23rd Street with you. I'm going for a walk.
Look, there's no rush. Day's almost over anyway. I can meet you at the precinct first thing in the morning.
I'm not going to be there in the morning. I'm not going to be there ever. I quit.
I don't know where he went. He just said he quit and he walked out. Oh, no, that's a...
It's fresh.
Yes, sir. I'll stick around. The captain wants me to wait for him.
He'll be back soon.
Do you have any idea where he went?
He went to the park. He always goes there when he quits. He feeds the pigeons.
I can't imagine him feeding the pigeons.
Well, actually, he buys day-old bread and throws it at them. Excuse me.
Don't answer it. It's Howard.
What did he do?
Nothing I wish to discuss at the moment.
You want me to handle that for you?
Can you say, go away, Beverly is busy, in a very masculine voice?
Go away, Beverly is busy.
He sounds just like Gregory Peck.
Yeah, I know, I can't help it.
It's really very good.
Go away. Beverly is busy.
I don't know if he can hear you from here.
All right.
Howard. Go away. Beverly is busy. We've made other plans, and they don't include you.
This isn't Howard, Mr. Peck.
Biff.
Biff?
Biff Waltman. He's in my sex education class. What is it, Biff?
You said you wanted to see me after class.
I meant at school.
Well, I thought I'd make it easier on you.
This is Biff Waltman. You know my mother?
Hello, Miss Fish.
Hello, Biff. This is Mr. Dietrich.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay. Who did Gregory Peck?
I did.
Wasn't it good?
Do it again.
Go away. Beverly is busy.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Are you an actor?
No, I'm a cop. I thought about being an actor, though. In college, I was Nick the Bartender in The Time of Your Life. You know the play?
Yeah, William Saroyan.
That's right. Well, anyway, it was opening night. It was a rainy night, and hardly anybody showed up. So around, like, the second act, everybody got bored, and... A couple of years later, I became a cop. Want some water?
I want to talk to Miss Fish about why I'm giving up my sex education classes.
What's the matter? Too much homework?
No. I'm just losing interest in everything else.
Just a moment, please, Howard. It's Howard.
Howard, we have nothing more to say to each other. I am not stupid, Howard. You could have been more honest with me, Howard. You could have found a moment somewhere to say to me, Beverly, I'm married.
Oh, I knew it. I knew he was married. He used to pick her up for dinner at 4:15.
Right, Howard. For 14 months, you used me, and I don't want to be used anymore.
I went to the park.
Are you all right?
I feel fine. I took a walk. I got some fresh air and sunshine because I deserve it.
Beverly is talking to Howard on the phone. He's married.
Good. I never liked him anyway.
Fish. It's all right with me. Whatever you've made up your mind to do, wherever you go, I am with you 100%.
Bernice, don't start up with me.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Vic, you better get back to school. Lunch period is almost over.
I knew he was married. The way he was sneaking around the school all the time. Bye, Mr. Dietrich.
I'll see you, Vic.
Take care of her.
How did it go?
I think I can put my shoe back on.
It's a miracle.
I think he really means it this time. I think you better go.
Maybe it would help if I talked to him.
How long have you known him, Mr. Dietrich?
Just met him today.
Talk to him. He'll listen to you.
I feel badly about what happened this morning.
You got nothing to do with it.
Sure I do. You thought seniority would protect you. Expected an older cop to come into the 1-2. Instead, you got me.
I guess it isn't your fault.
No? You're just a symbol of your misery. Like the black man after the Civil War.
How old do you think I am, for God's sake?
Nice shot.
They wound every hat I got.
I want to ask you for a favor. They're laying off older cops and younger cops. Depends on their record. They're not going to let you go. Not with this. Three commendations, 1950, 57, 62.
Politics.
Medal of Valor, so on. Conspicuous bravery and total disregard for his personal safety and coming to the aid of his fellow officers. Reflects utmost honor on him and is in the highest tradition of the New York City Police Department.
Where'd you find that?
Files. I figure after this, restricted duty is like a privilege.
So now that you smeared me pretty good, what do you want?
I want one of these. I need this job. I figured you could help me.
It's lucky for you, I'm a vain man.
I made some tea.
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Fish. I don't like to mix cold water with hot.
Class.
Goodbye, Miss Fish. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Now that you and Howard have called it quits, maybe I could call you sometime.
Howard means nothing to me anymore. It's Biff you've got to worry about.
Enough already. We'll have plenty of time for that later. I'm afraid.
Good news, gentlemen. The city of New York has enough money for another day. We'll be asking for tomorrow. Chano, you and Harris, Nick, you and Wojo on regular tours, and Dietrich will be alternating the rest of the week.
I thought Dietrich was working with Fish.
Well, from the last information I got, it appears that Fish may be taking terminal leave. Apparently, he prefers it to restricted duty.
Ain't gonna be the same around here without him.
Yeah, Fish is the closest thing I've had to a father since I've been in New York.
Yeah, we're all gonna miss him. It's a good thing I got bad feet. The way they feel right now, if I had good feet, I'd be worried. It's gonna be a pleasure not to have to go through this anymore.
Fish, I want you to know that I think you're the finest cop I've ever worked with.
That goes for me, too.
Don't miss you, Fish.
Who put my medical report on the bulletin board?
I just happened to mention that. It looked like you were going to be taking your terminal leave, and we wouldn't be seeing much of you.
Look, you can't stop the years from passing by. There comes a time when changes have to be made. Someone younger and stronger comes along to fill your shoes, and a person has to gracefully step aside. Well, I'm not willing to do that. The way I figure, I'm worth more on restricted duty than all of you put together on full time.